Hello, this is Damian Galena Jr. from Bendy Computers, and this is a special request from somebody in Howard County, Maryland. Their little cousin is having trouble, or nephew, I think, with basic plant and life sciences. So we're gonna go ahead and help him out. So there's four parts to a plant cell that you really need to know. So, like in any living cell, there's a nucleus. And in a plant cell, the nucleus stores the DNA and is in charge of reproduction of that of the cells. So, it copies and pastes that particular type of plant cell using information encoded in the DNA that is stored and protected in the nucleus. To help do transportation of DNA snippets and sugars and other vital nutrients inside the cell, there's this thing called the Golgi apparatus. Golgi apparatus. That's for intracellular transport, so inside the cell. To make sugars for the nucleus and Golgi apparatus to operate is the chloroplast. And the chloroplast makes chlorophyll, which is a chemical used in a process called photosynthesis, where sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide are combined to make sugar to keep the cell alive. And that all of those three things, the nucleus, the Golgi apparatus, and the chloroplast, are contained with other things inside the cell wall, which in some plants can have up to three layers. And some cell walls contain 35 to 50% of a compound called cellulose, which is used in production for a wide variety of consumer goods, from paper to sugars to plastics to jello. It really all depends, and they use specific plants to maintain certain ratios. If this was helpful to you, go ahead and like, comment, share, subscribe, whatever you gotta do. Thanks and have a nice day.